இல்லையெனும் மாயையில் இட்டனை நீ பொல்லேன் அறியாமை பொறுத்திலையே மல்லேபுரி பன்னிரு வாகுவில் என் சொல்லே புனையும் சுடர் வேடவனே. குட் டே அபூர்வா. Yesterday we were in that high spiritual state where the ego vanishes. Today Arunagirinathar comes back to earth a bit and talks about why we struggle to stay in that state.
Yeah, yesterday felt like we were floating in deep space. What is he saying today? What does illayemum maye mean?
It refers to the illusion of nothingness or the constant feeling of I don't have this, I lack that. He asks Muruga, why did you toss me into this illusion? And then he adds, I am a wicked person, Pullan, but won't you tolerate my ignorance, Ariyamai, and forgive me?
So it's like saying, I know I'm messing up, but you're the big boss. Can't you just be patient with me?
Exactly. But look at how he describes Muruga's reaction. He praises Muruga's Panniru Vahu, his 12 powerful muscular shoulders built for battle. Do you know what Muruga wears as a garland on those shoulders?
What? Gold chains, diamond necklaces?
No. Arunagirinathar says, Yen solle punayum. He wears my very words, my songs as his garland.
Wow, such powerful divine shoulders, and he chooses to wear a simple devotee's poem. That is so humble and sweet of him.
Right? Arunagirinathar is moved. He's saying, even though I am ignorant and stuck in illusion, you still value my words and wear them proudly.
I get it. Muruga doesn't look at how smart we are. He just looks at the love in our words.
Spot on, Apurva. Okay, today's takeaway. Number one, divine patience. We are all works in progress. Recognizing our ignorance and asking for God's patience is a vital step in spiritual growth. Number two, the garland of words. God doesn't need expensive rituals. When you offer your sincere words in prayers, He wears them like a precious garland on His own shoulders.
Okay, Vedant. Every kind word I say is now a garland for Muruga. Guess I'll be speaking very carefully.
That's the spirit, and that's how holiness sneaks into daily life, Apurva. See you tomorrow for verse 31.